Hey loves, I'm Deandra, your fellow blogger and podcast host, talking all things lifestyle, giving you all of the real and everything in between, while also leaving you with some motivation at the end. So put on your crown, fill up your favorite cup, and enjoy, because you're tuned in to the Black Princess Diaries podcast. Hello, loves, and happy Sunday. Welcome back to another episode of the Black Princess Diaries podcast. Before we continue on, we have to celebrate because we are in year three of the podcast being born. Yes, I'm so excited. This is year three. 3 years in, 5 seasons in, one amazing group of listeners. I am just so happy and just amazed that I made it to 3 years with the podcast. Like, 3 years in. That's crazy. It's been a great journey. It's been a great ride. The journey is far from over, but just the journey that we've had so far together, it has been so amazing and it just feels so great. And I just love the community that I'm building with my podcast. Like, I built one for my blog and everything, and now I'm building one with my podcast, and I need to work. I have a lot of work to do. I have so much more work to still do. I have so much more progress to still make, but to be in year three and to just be where I am and to continue grow and everything is just amazing. So congratulations, honestly, to all of us for being here, you know, to you guys for sticking with me 3 years in, 5 seasons in, sticking with me. And congratulations to me for sticking with podcasting, because literally, truth be told, I hate my voice. I honestly do not like it. When I first started podcasting, I did not listen back and edit these episodes. I could not do it. I just could not do it because I do not like my voice whatsoever. I still don't really like it. I'm not gonna lie to you guys. I just don't think I have that radio, podcast, whatever sounding voice. But if you guys like it, then I love it. Clearly, you keep listening to it. You keep coming back for a reason. If it's not my voice, then maybe it's just the content I'm giving. But regardless, thank you guys so much. Even if I don't really like my voice too much, I'm glad you guys like it enough to keep coming back and to just help me continue to go forth. And hopefully there will be 5 years and 10 years and however long I continue to decide to podcast. And hopefully we get even bigger, and who knows where the podcast will go. But yes, congratulations to all of us. We're 3 years in on this podcasting journey, and here's to many more. If you have a little glass of wine or something, cheers. I do not. I wish I had a glass of wine. I really do, but I do not. But air cheers, whatever, to all of us, because 3 years in of the Black Princess Diaries podcast, and here's to many more. But let's get into this episode. How are you guys doing? I hope you're doing well. How's your weekend going? I hope it's going great. Hope you're having some fun this weekend, being safe, of course, as always, and, you know, hopefully chilling back a little bit too. I definitely wish I was chilling back more. I need to chill back more on the weekends. I definitely need a little bit of rest because the mental has not been there, and it's been crazy for a while. You know, last week I did tell you guys that one of the episodes, one of the topics I was going to talk about, was basically my mental health, and pretty much my mental health as a content creator, like being a content creator and going through mental health. I don't think I said anything about content creation. However, you know, it connects together. So I'm trying to content create. I'm doing this full time technically, but I'm still not where I need to be, where I would say I feel confidently saying I'm a full-time content creator. I'll say that. Of course, I'll say that, you know, fake it till you make it. But inside, even though I'm saying it outside, I don't feel it inside. And I still have a lot more work to do. And let me tell you, before I get into my personal mental where I've been at lately and how it also connects with trying to form or continue to form this brand and everything that I'm trying to do, I just need to know, what in the world are these content creators, influencers, business women, whatever, like, what are y'all taking to have this energy? Like, even if you don't have the energy, you're still doing something every single day. Like, what is it? Because I need it. Don't say I tell myself that I gotta do it and I get up and do it. That's not gonna work for me. Like, I know I have to do it. I tell myself that I have to do it, and then I'm still gonna like sit down attempting to do it, but I'm just really sitting down staring at my laptop the entire time until I realized I actually didn't do anything. I just pretty much stared at my laptop and clicked through tabs attempting, but nothing actually happening. So what is it? Because there are people, I believe there might be a mentality that you have to have. Not even might. There is a mentality that you have to have in order to do this whole content creation influencer thing. Like, I believe it 1000%. And right now, maybe, I don't know if I 100% have it. We're still trying to figure that out. You know, I don't know. Maybe my mind, you know, because of the everything going on mental health wise and stuff. And it's crazy because there are so many influencers and content creators out there who struggle mentally, but they're still, I mean, they're killing the content like it's crazy. Say that 5 times fast. They're killing the content like it's crazy. And, you know, which can be a good and bad thing, because it's like they're on that hustle mode and they're just like, we have to keep getting this content out. But at the same time, you know, they might not be making the time to work on their mental health and everything. And that's why there are a lot of people who take breaks from social media and everything like that, which is another problem. I don't think I'll talk about it in this episode. But if you want to hear a discussion about that, then maybe we can talk about that in another episode. But yes, content creators are just putting out content and making reels and making TikToks and getting photos in, literally taking different photos all throughout the day, different outfit changes. I can barely do one outfit. Like, so I don't understand how people are doing like 3 outfits in a day. Like, I'm tired just thinking about that, let alone doing it myself. Oh no. But I need to know, what is it that they're taking? So maybe it can help me and I can still push through regardless, because I need that. I need it. Whatever it is, sign me up for it. I want it. Put me an IV in my arm for it. Let me soak it all in, because I need it. Because your girl is struggling and I don't even have enough mental energy to even push through and like create a little Instagram post, not even a reel or nothing, just a little image or whatever. I don't even have the mental energy to even do that. It's a struggle. It's a struggle out here, and it's rough. Like, it's so rough out here. And so I don't even know how far back to go. Maybe last year I took a pretty long break. Well, not too long, but it was a pretty decent length break. And I don't think I meant to take it. I think it was like about a month, but I accidentally took a little bit over a month break from like Instagram or whatever. And so, you know, I barely have the energy to talk anyways. Like, I'm very introverted, and the introvertedness doesn't just apply to talking to people in person, but it also applies to talking to people online. So with all the social media accounts I have and all the connections that I'm trying to make, and everyone, you know, responding to tweets I make or Instagram posts and everything, I'm talking to people pretty much all day, what it feels like. And so it's a lot. It's a whole lot. And so when I took that break, it was like it kind of threw me off, because on Instagram, I won't say I was the most active, but I was pretty active with scrolling through and commenting on people's posts and sharing other people's posts in my stories. I was pretty active. And so taking that break, it kind of threw me off, because I wasn't really active anymore. Because when I took a break from posting, I also kind of took a little break from commenting and everything. I just pretty much took a break from Instagram. And so it kind of threw me off, and it's like I got used to not really talking to people too much, not commenting and everything. And so when it threw me off, when I was done with the break, it was like, it's time to get back in it, you know, get back in making those connections, get back into commenting, get back into doing X, Y, and Z and all of this, but I never have been able to get back in. And now fast forward from like, that was probably maybe around summer to fall-ish last year. Fast forward and it's still the same. I have yet to been able to really get back in it. And I hate it because there are people who support me so much. And I feel like I can't even do the same thing because I'm so tired. And I want the energy so bad to just go in and comment and share and everything. But honestly, I haven't had that energy in a while. Basically, I haven't had it since before I took that break. And I only have the energy really to just drop a post and go. Like, I really only have the energy to drop a post and to go. And that's basically it. And I hate to say that, but it's true. I hate to say it, but it's true. That's really what I only have the energy for. And it sucks because I ended up taking another break eventually, because I like to kind of take a little bit of a break, just like with my podcast. I take a little bit of break around, you know, like after Christmas or something like that. And so I took another break and it's like, I haven't even gotten back on how I was before I took the break prior to that. So it's another break and it's like, it's not helping. And I'm mentally tired. I feel like I can't talk to anyone anymore. I feel like I can't just communicate the same way. I just don't have the energy sometimes to post, not even to post, even just make the content to post. And it sucks because I just started this new venture. I just opened up my shop. And when you're new, no matter what you start, when you're new, you have to promote it. You have to put it out there basically every single day, like shove it in people's faces and let people know, hey, I'm here. I have something else I'm throwing at you guys. I'm gonna make you realize you need this. Like, you don't think you need it or want it, but you see it so much, you're like, hey, I need this. You have to throw it at them in their faces. You have to make bomb content and make people want whatever you're giving them. And that's not just if you have your own shop. That's just whatever. That's just content creating. That's influencing. You have to bring people in. You have to draw people in. You know, you don't have to do what everyone else is doing, but you have to do something. You're a content creator. You have to create content. And that's where the mental is kind of, you know, messing up the whole content creating thing, because I have this business that I just, you know, opened, the shop I just opened, I've had for a month now, but I haven't had the energy to promote not only this, but my blog or my podcast since sometime last year. I just haven't had it in me. I've been so tired. I've been so drained. I've taken breaks. It's just not working. Taking breaks really just kind of still, it makes it worse almost, because, you know, I haven't been able to get back on the saddle, if you want to say that. And then just taking the break kind of keeps me used to not doing work. It doesn't, you know, maybe I'll get a little bit of energy, not much, but It doesn't work. It's not really doing anything. It's just kind of making me used to not doing what I've already been struggling with doing in the first place. And so it sucks because I'm trying to be this content creator. I have so many ideas. I have so many cute images and everything saved from Canva that I want to edit and update, and I want things to look a certain way because I'm very particular about what I put out. I'm very, you know, I guess you could say I'm a perfectionist in a way. And so I'm very particular. I have this image in my mind and I want to execute it at least the best way that I can with what I have. Now, I'll never be able to fully execute something the way I really want, because the way I want to, I just don't have the resources. I don't have the time nor desire to learn all of that technical stuff to really produce like full force the things I want to produce. I'd rather just hire somebody to do that, honestly. So it'll never be fully, you know, to the full way that I want it, that I see it, but I can produce it the best way or as close as possible. However, I'm not able to do that because I just don't have the energy. In fact, this past Friday, I was supposed to have a blog post out, couldn't think of anything. I have a list of ideas and they're all laid out on what days I want to write, but I think there are like one or two blog posts that I still need to think of in order to have, you know, a blog post for every day that I normally post in a month. And so I just keep shifting ideas and stuff because, oh, I don't have a blog post idea for this day because I'm still missing one or two days to fully, you know, fill out the calendar. So I just keep shifting posts up, but I'm like, I don't really like this other idea anymore. And I just don't have the energy to try and think of another idea. And so I just ended up, basically, I just ended up not posting on Friday. And so it's just like, because I just can't even think of anything. And it's crazy. Struggling mentally really affects, when you're a content creator especially, and you don't have the energy to talk, you know, to make connections or to even create, which is like, you have one job, create content. And you don't even have the energy to do that. It's like, what do you do? And I'm gonna continue fighting, obviously. I know this isn't gonna last forever. There's gonna be ups and downs always. But I'm gonna keep going, but it's a struggle because it's like, what do you do when you can't think of anything, when you don't have the energy to think of anything, and you're trying to make this your living? This is basically all you have. And in order to make connections, in order to bring other people in, and in order to turn something that you love into revenue, livable revenue at that, livable being very important, you know, you have to keep putting out content, you have to work hard. I'm gonna have to somehow figure out how to make more reels, even though I hate video. I hate video so much. I'm gonna have to figure out how to do that. I created TikTok for my shop. Another account, which is collecting dust basically. There's just so much, but it's like, where is the energy? Where is the mental energy? It's not like I don't want it. I definitely want it deep inside. However, the way my heart's feeling and the way my mind is feeling, it's not connecting right now. My heart's like, you got this. You want to do this. You see yourself doing this for the rest of your life. You're a boss, babe, content creator, shop owner, amazing writer, podcaster, whatever. Like, this is what you want to do. And my mind's like, but not today. You should be sending out content to brands or emailing brands, but maybe not today. You should probably, you know, take up the offer to be interviewed on this person's podcast. Girl, you sure you want to do that? That means you have to talk to somebody. It's a little scary about there. Like, you know, it's just, they're not connecting. It's not connecting. It's like the puzzle piece that just won't fit. It's not connecting. So it's a struggle. It sucks. I know it's not going to be like this forever, but I don't know. It's just something I guess I just have to kind of figure out on my own. But I'm also very grateful for the community that's around me because they're so understanding, and I appreciate people continuing to still support me, even if it may seem like I'm not really supporting them the way that I guess I used to, or, you know, as much as they support me. But I still appreciate it because even though I'm not there, you know, sharing and everything, I'm still there rooting for you. I'm still there cheering you on. You know, on Twitter, I always like to have people share their wins and everything. And I love cheering people on and everything. So I'm still there, even though it's not as much. I'm pulled back right now. I swear the second I get that energy back, it's full force. It's full throttle. But I thought this was important to discuss because it's Mental Health Awareness Month. And, you know, people who seem like they have it all together, people who seem like, I actually talked about this recently, the first episode with Sabria, you know, people who seem like they have it all together and everything, never assume that they have it together. Never assume things, you know, if you see someone not really supporting you the way you're supporting them, don't automatically jump to, oh, well, they don't want to support my stuff, so I should support them. Oh, they've pulled back. I guess they just got too many followers. They're changing up. Don't ever like automatically assume, because you actually have no idea what's going on or what's the reason why. Pull on your big girl, big boy, whatever, panties, pants, whatever, and just talk to them. See what's the real issue. If you do feel like you have an issue, if it's bothering you that much, then kind of see why. I'm assuming most of my listeners are grown adults, and regardless, at least teenagers, like, you're old enough to, you know, be able to just talk to somebody and just see what's going on, because then that just might be what the person needed, like a hand, someone to just ask them, hey, what's up, what's going on, are you good? That might be, you're trying to figure out, hey, why are you not supporting me? They're just trying to get a hand, just get someone to ask them, you know, are they okay? So just remember, you know, not everything is what it seems, and to just reach out to people who kind of seem like they're easing up. I mean, don't bombard them or anything, but just ask them, hey, are you okay? Is everything good? And if you're someone who's like me, it'll connect. Things will connect eventually. I get it. It's so hard to have your heart be in one place and your mind just completely on another planet. But it'll eventually connect. And I know there are people who struggle with this stuff. And they'll probably continue to, like, for the rest of their lives. Me, I wish I could have things figured out. I cannot even afford the proper healthcare to even have anything figured out. That's not even going to be a conversation. But I know there are people who literally struggle with depression and anxiety and everything pretty much the rest of their lives. And it's just about working together with it, but also give yourself grace. You know what you're struggling with, regardless if anyone else does or not. You know what you're struggling with. Give yourself grace and make sure that you don't have to share what you're going through if you don't want to. But also make sure you set boundaries, because even if others don't want to give you grace, set those boundaries and just let them know, hey, you know, I just can't deal with this right now. I need time. And whether they want to give you grace or not, that's their problem, not yours. So just remember to give yourself grace, and everyone else will follow, and eventually things will connect. And I know it's hard, because especially if you're trying to be a content creator as a job, it's hard because, again, you have one job, create content. But at the end of the day, the people who are there for you will be there for you. The numbers will go up when they go up. The most important thing is that you have a support system behind you, and you have loyal people who will enjoy your content, whether you post 3 times a month or you post every single day. Regardless, they look forward to that content, and the numbers will go up regardless, because no matter how much you post, if it's great content, it's great content, and that's all there is to it. But that's all for today. Again, I hope you guys are having an amazing Sunday or whatever day you're listening to this. Remember to stay safe, and I will talk to you all next time. Thanks, love, for tuning in. Be sure to give us a rating and your feedback. We love to hear your thoughts. Are you following us on social media? Check us out on Instagram at TDPDPodcast and be a part of the fun. You can also check our website in the description, where you can read blog posts, check out other links, and even listen to more podcast episodes. Until next time.